You're listening to the Barber Ford pregame show, where the Flying Dutchman of Hope College will be taking on Edgewood this evening in the final pre-MIAA season contest for the Flying Dutchman, who entered tonight's game with a 5-5 record and look to get above 500 for the very first time this season. On the road today, the Flying Dutch, Brian Morehouse's Dutch, who are number two ranked in the nation right now, continue to roll along as the Hope College Flying Dutch defeated Trine in Trine this afternoon, 82-38. They were led in scoring by Megan Kelly, who had 17 points. Maura McAfee added 10 points and 11 rebounds in the victory. Hope College remains perfect on this season and continues to roll along in their season, Ron. The Flying Dutch doing a splendid job despite the loss of Rebecca Lawrence, who was announced this week will be lost for the season with a torn ACL.
Well, Megan's really doing the job for the Flying Dutch. It's good to see her step up. Nice article in the Sentinel a week or so ago. And a lot of credit to her for the hard work that she's put in. She's getting some payoff and a lot of attention now because of the scoring part of it. But she always was a good defensive ball player. And I'm sure Coach Moe appreciates every minute of her now.
Oh, yeah. And she has picked up the slack in the last couple ball games. And we had the statistics up on our computer screens down here from the game down in Orlando, where she went off for 25 points in that victory, in the overtime victory in the tournament game down there, and another 17 points. And last year she was never really the big scorer, but this season she is picking up the slack when needed.
Well, I guess she figures she has to, you know, fire the ball up there a little bit more, and she's practiced on it, so she's hitting some of her outside shots, getting some threes, and you know, a big asset.
And the Flying Dutch, this record improves to 12-0 on the season. Perfect record as they continue on with their MIAA play. The Flying Dutchmen will start MIAA play this coming Wednesday at home here at the DeVos Fieldhouse. They will be also taking on Trine. And looking over the records of the MIAA standings right now, nobody has a league game yet, but the overall records, it goes from top to bottom. Well, not top to bottom. We'll just go overall records. Hope's record is 5-5 right now. Adrian's record is 4-7. Albion is 6-3. Alma, 1-10. Calvin, which is the only team ranked in the top 25. The last time I think we checked, they were, I think, 16th in the nation. They're the only team in the top 25 out of the MIAA play teams. They're 8-3. Kalamazoo is 5-5. Olivet is 2-9. In Trine is 6-4. You know, you can look at up and down that of all those records, and really they don't really mean much because you can't really tell what kind of preseason schedule they had. You look at Hope's 5-5 and you're thinking, wow, well, they're really having a rough year. Well, you look at the teams we played and you kind of understand why their record's at 5-5.
Well, you go down a notch out there and you find that the two top scorers in the conference are both from Kalamazoo. And Kalamazoo is, 5-5 for the season, just like Hope College is. And they may be a pretty good ball club this year.
Well, Mark Jafari was a pretty splendid player last year. He had his issues with the Flying Dutchman at times because the Flying Dutchman had some pretty good defenders guarding him. I mean, I don't think he ever went off for 28 points on us. Yeah, from my recollection. So, but yeah, it's going to be a very interesting MIAA season, to say the least. Hope College and Calvin, of course, always ranked right 1-2. And this season it'll be a very interesting one, to say the least. And for everybody out there that's listening, they announced it earlier, there are still tickets available for next Saturday's ball game at the Van Noort Arena between Hope and Calvin. So you might want to take a look at the Hope College box office and try to get a hold of those tickets, because that's going to be a pretty good game to go to.
Well, I think most people aren't quite ready to get into that conference action. And Hope Calvin, usually it happens a little later in the season. But we get to play Calvin quite early this year. So, you know, we're going to have to be ready, and the fans are going to have to be ready as well.
It's the second game of the MIAA season, and you get Calvin right away. And it's not as bad as what the women had to deal with. The women got Calvin the very first game. So it's a chance to make a statement early in the year. You know, if you can go off on a on a winning streak and you can knock off the top team in what is considered in the coaches' poll for the top team in the league, you know, that's always a good thing to hang your hat on.
Well, if it works out there, the Flying Dutchman, you know, I think we'll be ready when that time comes.
Well, let's hope so. The Flying Dutchman have a real big contest here at Edgewood. It's not a conference game, but you think about it, it's a real statement game because they really would like to go into the conference play on a high note. Checking out Anchored in Hope. What is Anchored in Hope? During the 2013-2014 MIAA basketball season, Hope College is teaming up with the 92.7thevan.com to provide the most comprehensive athletic coverage in the region. Where can you find this? You can find this at 92.7thevan.com. Check for the Anchored in Hope section. On this, you can find pre- and post-game articles, video highlights each Monday following the coaches' luncheon, which I will talk about here in a moment, audio podcasts of all Hope College football games from the prior season and basketball games from this season, live audio stream of all over-the-air Hope College broadcasts, photos from games and events, and releases showcasing happenings around Hope College. Once again, you can find that at 92.7thevan.com. Check for the Anchored in Hope section. And the Hope's Hoops Luncheon will start this Monday, January 6th, at the Moss Center at noon. Join coaches Matt Neal, Brian Morehouse, along with the Flying Dutchman and Flying Dutch players throughout the 2013 MIAA season. Well, it's now 2014 MIAA season, so we've already got our first typo of the season. Enjoy a delicious buffet luncheon for $9.75, along with video highlights of previous games, previews of upcoming opponents, and great fellowship. No advance registration is needed. That's the Hope Hoops Luncheon, which starts on Monday at the Moss Center. And hopefully you fans can get out to go to that. Hopefully the weather is cleared up and they clean up this mess that we're supposed to be getting over the next day and a half, Ron.
Well, if you come over and shovel my driveway, why, I'll be there. Never fear out there. It's just a matter of getting out of the garage.
Well, you think I'm going to have the same problem. I might have problems getting out of my driveway as well. Well, we pause for this moment for the national anthem.
Please welcome Hope College senior, Miss Rachel Raymond.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets round the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was silver. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
And that was the national anthem. The starting lineups presented by Lighthouse Title Group in Holland. Tell your realtor or mortgage representative you want to close at Lighthouse Title on East 16th Street in Holland. And for the starting lineups, let's go over to Ron Weatherby.
Well, thank you, Adam. And starting for the Edgewood Eagles under the direction of Justin Meyer, this is a school located in Madison, Wisconsin, has an enrollment of 2,400. So very similar to Hope College. They're a member of the Northern Athletic Collegiate Conference. We have played other teams in that conference, Aurora, for example, and we played Wisconsin Lutheran. We played Concordia of Chicago, all the members of this league. So for the Eagles, at the forwards, it'll be Brent Manicky. He's a 6'3" senior out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. At the other forward, Joe Kolacek, a 6'5" junior from Lake Mills, Wisconsin. At center, it'll be Trevor Neely, a 6'8" junior out of Portage, Wisconsin. And at the guards, Dalen Rush, a 6'2" junior from Jackson, Wisconsin. And Emilio Lopez, a 6'2" sophomore out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. For the Flying Dutchman, going with the same lineup that they have started for the last few ball games now, kind of settling in on this one. At the forwards, it'll be Grant Neal, a 6'3" senior from West Ottawa High School in Holland, Michigan. The other forward, Caleb Byers, 6'5" senior from Allegan. The center, Nate Van Arendonk, a 6'10" senior from Grand Haven. And at the guards, the two leading scorers on the ball club, Alex Etzen, a 6'2" sophomore from Grand Haven, and Ben Gardner, a 6-foot sophomore from Carmel, Indiana. The coach, Matt Neal, in his fourth season with the Flying Dutchman. And a nice crowd has developed here, Adam. It was fairly small early on, but the closer we get to the ball game, the more people filling in. And there are some empty seats yet in the student section, but the rest are fairly well filled.
You got to give credit to the Hope College faithful. They come out in droves, and they're going to brave the elements this evening to watch the Flying Dutchman in their final pre-MIAA game. And really, I was really surprised, because I made the comment before the game that this might be one of the lowest attendance games in DeVos Fieldhouse history for the men. That's not going to be the case. This place is filled out pretty well. Just a late arriving crowd, and that's been typical of many of the games we've done this season here at the DeVos Fieldhouse. So just a very late arriving crowd. So the tip-off, which is presented by, we have the opening tip-off, which is presented by Hank's Auto Service on Van Omen Drive. For the best automotive service, go to Hank's Auto Service. I got to get that in. I do not know. It seems as though we have just a tad bit of a holdup right now.
We have some problems with the clock that the officials and the person working the clock have been working on, and they've been trying to get set. They have Athletic Director Tim Schoonbell over to try to straighten things out here and show them how to work the clock. And looks like we're getting close to ready to go.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of odd. The 20 minutes was coming off the clock already, and we hadn't even had the tip-off yet. I thought maybe we were playing by a different set of rules.
Well, the starting lineups out here have been given to you. The Hope College Flying Dutchman in their white uniforms with the orange numerals, and the Eagles from Edgewood are in their black uniforms. Their colors are black, white, and red, so their uniforms are trimmed with white numerals with a little trim of red. Ready to jump center at 6'10 against 6'8 as the official gets the ball up in the air. Van Arendonk tips it over to Grant Neal, and we're underway. Gardner over to Byers. Underneath they go to Grant. Neal can't get a shot away. Back out in front to Gardner. Kicks it off to Byers. Little bounce pass to Van Arendonk. Back to Byers, but Gardner picks it up. On the top of the key, Edson drives through the hole, puts it up, has it blocked, gets it right back, puts it up and in. So the Flying Dutchman jump out to a 2-0 lead, and Hope starts with full court pressure against the Eagles. Dalen Rush at the guard with the basketball, goes on the left side to Meineke, drives down Lopez. Lopez's shot is blocked by Neal. Van Arendonk picks it up. Quickly out to Gardner, trying to get Coach Davilar interested in a little dialogue on Justin Williams, our leading scorer, as he is not in the starting lineup tonight. Underneath to Byers. Byers back to Edson. Edson's underneath. Van Arendonk, he misses a layup shot. Rebound comes to Neely. Quickly, the Eagles push it up. Flying Dutchman have to hustle back on defense. They kick it back out to Neely, who's on the outside, working around to Klocek. Back out in front to Meineke. Left side, shot taken. Back of the iron out there as it hits Klocek. No good. Gardner with a rebound. Back to Byers. Underneath Van Arendonk. Van Arendonk looks, works to the back to the basket, gives it to Gardner. Puts up a short shot out there, doesn't hit the rim. Gardner misses the glass, and you know everything else. Ball was picked off. It acted more like a pass to one of the Eagles. And so Rush at the point guard having some problems and has to call timeout in order to keep from getting the 5-second count as the Hope College defense right in his face. And he didn't get rid of the ball, says the official, before he called the timeout. So it's going to go to Hope College. Gardner walks it up. Eagles in a man-to-man defense. Both teams in a man-to-man. Underneath an Aaron Dog. His shot up off the window and in. 4-0. Hope with the lead. Pressure by Gardner in the backcourt with Rice. Double team by Neal as they try to stop his attack on the basket for the Eagles. Gets it out to Lopez. Lopez right side. Shot taken. Swish! Meineke with a tray from the right wing. Eagles come back with their man-to-man. Edson back out on top to Gardner. Back to Edson. Spins around into the paint. Little left-handed hook shot. No good. Gets his rebound. Puts it back up. Misses again. But Arendon gets it. He puts it up and in. So three shots for the Flying Dutchman before they made the bucket. But they all count the same. 6-3. Hope with the lead as Justin Williams, the 6'5 senior from Milwaukee, gets ready to come into the ball game for the Eagles. Eagles moving it around the outside. Lopez, guarded by Grant Neal, just kind of stands with the ball, takes it back out, tries to get something set. Shot clock down to 9. Back on the outside. Shot taken inside. No good, but Arendonk rebounds as Kolacek tried to put that one up from close. Gardner thought about it. Instead, gave it to Edson for 3. This one's no good. Tip, no good. And I think Caleb Byers is going to get the foul as he went up over the back. So the basketball is going to belong to the Eagles. And Justin Williams comes into the ball game. He's a 6'5 senior from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He's averaging 10 points approximately, or 11 between there. A ball game. Rush walks it up, 6-3, Hope with a lead. We're just underway here at the DeVos. Goes to the right side to Lopez. Lopez pulls up, top of the key, gives it into the corner on the left side. Working his way out, Meineke for 3, no good. Williams with the rebound. Back out to Rush, his shot, no good. But Arendonk rebounds for the Flying Dutchman. Gardner quickly to Van Arendonk, over to Neal on the right side, back to Gardner, baseline. Spins around in the paint, has a shot blocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Flying Dutchman. And Hope will set it up underneath their own basket. Williams is going to be guarding Van Arendonk the way it looks as they set it up. Inbound pass to Edson. Edson takes his time back out in front to Gardner. 16 on the shot clock. Back to Byers. He fires. No good. Rebound. Van Arendonk feeds it off. And shot taken by Byers. That is no good, but a foul. And Lopez picks up his first foul. So one foul on each team as Byers will go to the line. Hope with a 6-3 lead. Caleb takes his time. It was Caleb's birthday down in Kentucky after the first game with center, and they had a little birthday party for him, and he looked sharp in his bright orange pants, didn't he?
Orange cords. Can't beat orange cords.
First one is good by Byers. Second one is up and rolls around and drops in. 8-3, Hope of the lead. Again, full court pressure by the Flying Dutchman. The inbound pass to Meneke. Gets it back across Lopez. Lopez ahead to Rush, and they're across the timeline. Rush picks up his dribble. Little bounce into the corner to Williams. Williams drives baseline. Little hook shot. No good. Rebound. Byers out to Gardner. Gardner on the run. Takes it all away. Puts it up. No good. And a foul is going to be called. And it's going to be against Van Arendonk. Again, away from the basketball. He was fighting for rebound position. And reached out and kind of moved the guy, I guess. The official standing right there. 15 on the game clock in the first half. Drives around the outside edge, gives it out front to Lopez. Lopez down the paint, puts it up, no good. Williams with a rebound, loses it, picked up by Van Arendonk. Out to Edson. Edson on the run. Ooh, and he travels with it. Was looking back, was trying to get the ball behind him because the defense was there. And while he was looking, he took the extra step. Hope has put on some pressure, but not like they're trying to steal the ball every trip up. It's just making them work a little bit, trying to get the ball up into the front court. This one's tapped away, picked up by Byers. They had the Gardner on the fast break, and it's rejected.
Goaltending.
Justin Williams came storming up behind Gardner, slammed that baby up against the backboard, and the goaltending is a call. But sure looked pretty, didn't it?
It was a nice, at least a good effort.
10-3, Hope with the lead. Meineke working against Gardner to bring it up. Edson helps out with a double team now. They go on the left wing to rush. He looks around, takes it on the outside, doesn't take the shot. Goes to the right wing to Meineke. Meineke back out at the point with the weave. Dalen Rush, 8 on the shot clock, 7. Rush works one-on-one, finally fires away. Got it! Edson was in his face, and he got it over the top of the outstretched hand of Edson for 3. 10-6, Hope with the lead. Neal out front to Gardner. Back to Edson. Into the corner to Gardner. Gardner, nice feed off by Gardner to Van Arendonk for 2. 12-6. Now, yeah, Big Nate ought to give Gardner one of those 2 points out there for that pass. Walking the ball up. Here's Lopez out front to Williams. Williams on the right side, Dalen. Dalen takes it in the paint. Goes into the corner, tries to, has the ball knocked away.
Oh.
Grant Neal tips it, and we got a foul. I think it's probably going to go against Grant. It is. As Brock Benson comes in for the Flying Dutchman, Sam Otto, and also Corey McMahon.
We're almost 7 minutes into this game, and Edgewood only has 2 baskets, both of them by Meineke, and the rest of the team is 0-for-8 from the field.
Driving the baseline, putting a shot up is Meineke, and he is fouled, and again it's going to go against Byers, and that's 2 against him. So at the line will be Brent Meineke, the 6'3 senior. Getting ready to come in for Hope is Harrison Blackledge. This one is good. And Blackledge will come in, replacing Byers. So other than for Gardner, it's his second group. Meineke with the second one, and this one in and out of the basket. Benson with the rebound. Out to Gardner, 12-7, Hope of the lead. Benson on top to McMahon. McMahon goes inside to Otto, back to McMahon, out to Gardner. Gardner takes a look down to Harrison, can't get the ball to him. He's fronted to Benson. Benson tries to go low with it, can't do it. Gardner gets it, back out in front. McMahon for 3, yes! So Corey McMahon with the triple makes it 15-7. Hope on top, 12:30 on the clock. Lopez feeds it off on the outside. Gives it up underneath and kicking it way back out and around the horn. Shot taken. No good by DeVos. Here comes Gardner. Gardner flips it off. Blackledge is right there for the easy 2. Another great pass and assist by Gardner as he gets that one off to Harrison Blackledge for an easy 2, 17-7. Hope with the lead.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Coach Neal very animated after that basket. He, it's exactly what they've been preaching all season long, is ball movement. And right there on the break, Ben Gardner making another nice pass. Gardner has a couple of pretty nice assist early in this ball game. But the whole team is playing really well right now. They've only allowed two baskets defensively in the first just about 8 minutes of this ball game. So by far, early in this game, this is the best defensively the Flying Dutchmen have looked all year long.
They're playing under control. That's one thing they are doing. Sometimes they get a little wild out there with the basketball, but they're playing under control thus far tonight. Full court pressure by the Flying Dutchman. Dick Voss with the basketball. Hands it off. Stavatsky. Stavatsky with the handoff gives it to Lopez. Lopez all the way around the arc. Underneath Williams. Williams against Benson turns. Left hand hook shot off the window and in. 17-9. Hope with the lead. Carlson into the ball game for Gardner as well. Carlson at the top of the key with the basketball. Feeds into Otto. His shot hits the front of the iron. No good. Williams with the rebound. Meineke, left wing, takes it all the way to the hole, puts it up, and a foul on Sam Otto. So going to the line will be Meineke. And it's almost hope against Meineke in this first part of the ball game here. And this free throw misses.
Yeah, our statistics are not updating right now. It still says 12-6, and it's 17-9.
Second one is good. 17-10, hope of the lead in the basketball. Carlson, the Blackledge, Otto left wing, back out in front to Carlson. Gives it up to McMahon. McMahon can't get the shot, drives into the paint. Kicks it to Benson. Benson out to Carlson. Inside to Otto. Otto had pass stolen by Meineke. Hands it out and gets it back. Takes it all the way. Feeds it on there on the horn. As driving down the paint. Kicking it way back on the outside. And again, driving into the paint. Can't get a shot. Shot taken from the right side for Stavatsky. And it misses. Rebound. Comes to Hope. Carlson ahead to McMahon. McMahon fires the triple. Yes! Oh, he bombed that one. That ripped through the net. 20-10. Hope on top. 10:30 left in the first half. Stavatsky down low to Williams. Williams on the baseline takes Benson. Puts the shot up, misses, and the foul is going to go against Brock. Stivey coming in for Blackledge for the Hope College Flying Dutchman. The Eagles will get it underneath their own basket. Inbound pass to Meineke. Meineke takes it to the point, guarded by Otto at this point. Works back and forth at the top of the key. Out to Williams. Williams take a look, and the ball tipped away by Otto. And Williams reaches out and gets a piece of Otto as he was going for the basketball, and the foul's going to go against Williams. Locek back into the ball game. And Neely also back into the ball game. Stivey on the outside. Cross court to Otto. Otto underneath Benson. The ball's tipped around. Otto gets it back. Drives down the paint. Puts it up. Puts it in. Good driving move that time by Sam Otto. 22-10. Hope with the lead. Stavatsky on the outside. Leaves it to Heemstra. Meineke at the right wing. Gets an alley-oop to Neely, and the ball's batted away by Benson. And the official telling him out there, hey, you can't go over the top like that. If you do, I'm going to call it on you. He's doing a little coaching out there with Benson. So the ball's going to belong to the Eagles underneath their own basket. Try to get it in. They do finally get it in. Kalachek. His turnaround. Shot. No good. Rebound. Neely. Good. 22-12. Hope with the lead. And the basketball. Carlson. Stivey. Over to McMahon. Back out in front to Carlson. Leaves it for Otto. His shot. Yes. So Otto and McMahon are finding the range with this crew as they are had problems early this season. Putting the ball through the hoop. 24-12. Long cross-court pass. Kalachek on the outside. Rush kicks it back. Kalachek has it hit the back there. No good. Otto with the rebound. Little bounce pass to Carlson into the corner. McMahon back out to Otto for three. No, hits the back of the iron. Rebound, Stivey. So Hope will set it up. Carlson back at the point for the Flying Dutchman. Works right, gives it to Otto, right side. His shot rolls around, won't go in. Rebound, Rush. No, they didn't rush quickly. Up court for the Eagles. Goes to the right wing. Otto gets in front of him. Doesn't do anything with the basketball other than just stand out there and dribble it. Back, Savacek. Out in front to Rush, 13 on the shot clock. Carlson has Rush and trying to get a screen on the outside. And it's going to go against the Eagles out there as Trevor Neely was backing into Benson and physically moving him back toward the basket. The official saw it, called the foul. Six fouls against Hope, three against the Eagles. With 7:58 left in this first half. 24-12. Hope with the lead. Edson back to Gardner on the outside. Picks up the basketball. Feeds Grant Neal. Back to Gardner. Edson gets a screen from Byers. Byers back pass. High pass.
Oh!
Alley-oop pass out there by Byers. And Benarin dunk with a two-hand slam dunk. That got the crowd a little excited. Ball stolen by Grant Neal on the breakaway. Takes it up, lays it in. And a timeout is called by Edgewood as Hope has broken out to a 28-12 lead. 7:25 left in the first half.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Yeah, Ron, that's not going to be able to work for you. Well, they're having some issues with the computer right now. All the scoring is kind of messed up, so we have to rely up on the scoreboard right now for it. Sam Otto and Corey McMahon had some points on there, and they're not giving them any credit on our score sheet right now. Corey McMahon has 6 points. Sam Otto has five. But if you really look at this game, though, I think the defense is really showing what is Hope College's main focus today. It looks like they've worked on their defense quite a bit over the last few days.
Well, I'm sure Coach said out there this is a good rebounding team, so that was part of the action out there, getting the rebound and trying to run with it. And they've been successful a couple of times with a fast break, and with Gardner dishing it off at the end of it, that's worked well.
And Ben Arendock is announcing his presence this evening. He has done a very good job grabbing rebounds, and he's doing a pretty good job scoring as well.
Again, full court pressure by the Flying Dutchman as the Eagles will have the basketball. Savacek. Into the corner to Rush, and Gardner reaches in. Touch foul on the outside. And Dalen Rush is going to go to the line for the Eagles as Hope picks up their seventh foul. He'll be shooting the 1-1. Takes his time, dribbles. Hits the back of the iron, no good. And they're talking about the shot clock. Trying to get that reset.
Blame it on the snow, that's what I'm going to do.
That's when you're driving your car.
Oh.
Gardner will bring it up for the Flying Dutchman. Goes right side to Edson. Edson sees an opening, takes it down the hole, and puts his head down, is knocked down to the court. But I think he was able to draw a foul. It's going to go against 44, and that's Trevor Neely, the big 6'8 junior. So Edson to go to the line. Alex, 6'2 sophomore out of Grand Haven. As Williams gets ready to come back into the ball game for the Eagles. And Edson puts it in. So Meineke and Williams both back in. Starting lineup for both ball clubs back in the ball game right now. Edson with the second one, yes. 30-12, 7:08 left in the first half. Meineke will inbound it. Has some problems out there and has to call a timeout.
Did he
ran out of time, I think before
he did. Yep.
Before he got the timeout called, and the official's going to give the ball to the Hope College Flying Dutchman. Edson inbounds it to Byers. Right side, Gardner out in front, Edson. Edson looks low, nobody open to Grant Neal. Back to Gardner, who spins around, does a 360. Leaves it. Hard pass by Byers underneath to Grant. O'Neal leaves it for Edson. Underneath the basket, puts the shot up, no good. And again, Williams goes well above the rim to pull down that rebound. Dalen Rush on the outside for the Eagles. Goes right side to Lopez. Lopez baseline, doesn't take the shot. Ball batted around, out of bounds. And touched last by the Eagles. Panarin Dock blocking that one. And Hope's going to get the basketball. 6:33 left in the half. 30-12. Hope with the lead. Right side, Edson back out to Gardner. To Grant Neal. Neal into the corner to Gardner. Back to Neal. Gardner. They play catch. Edson steps in between. Gets it to Van Arendonk, and I think we're going to have a foul inside. Looked like Van Arendonk made an unusual little step there. And it's going to go against Williams.
Williams is having his issues guarding Van Arendonk. Van Arendonk has a couple inches on him, and they're both about the same size other than the couple inches. They're both big fellas.
5 inches.
5 inches, wow.
On the outside, and nice swisher from the right corner by Alex Edson. 32-12, Hope with the lead. Heemstra double-teamed on the side, and we're going to have an out-of-bounds, a jumper foul. No, we're going to have a foul, and it's going to go against Byers, and that'll be three on him.
Looks like he tweaked his shoulder on that one, too.
So Byers sitting with three fouls with 6:04 left in this first half. Benson comes in replacing him. Free throw is good by Heemstra. He'll have the second. That's off the back of the iron. Rebound comes to Van Arendonk. Out to Gardner. Gardner back to Van Arendonk, who's way up high. Edson. Gardner, and Gardner backs it off, and they may be in a zone defense here. Looks like they are. As Hope takes a look, Gardner recognized it before I did. The ball slapped away on the breakaway, laying up, missing the shot. Back up again, a miss by Meineke, and a foul underneath. And it's going to go against Van Arendonk. So that's two on Van Arendonk, three on Byers. As Brent Meineke steps to the line and drops it in. Blackledge gets ready to come in along with Carlson. Edson goes out. Van Arendonk out. So we have Carlson and Gardner both in for the Flying Dutchman. And second one is no good. Rebound. Picked off from the second spot in the lane by Hampe, and he puts it up and in. So a timeout is called again. And it's going to be by Hope. Hope leading 32-16, 5:34 left in the first half.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Taking a look at what's going on right now, the Flying Dutchman defensively have only allowed 16 points here with only 5:34 left in the first half. Obviously, this is probably the best effort they put forth. Edgewood has taken 16 shots, and if we're going to look at the statistics, that isn't completely updated, but they were only shooting 25% from the field as of at the 6-minute mark, Ron, and that's I believe we have an open cut on one of the Edgewood players, so that's why they're calling timeout. They're going to have to get him out of the ball game.
Quick Band-Aid on it.
They're applying something to it. Maybe it is a Band-Aid. Official making sure everything's kosher. And
they have that new stuff now that kind of glues it shut.
Oh, they're putting some wrap on it, but they're going to have to get him out of the game because it's taking way too much time.
And Lopez comes in for the Eagles. So Hope will have the basketball. Gardner for the Flying Dutchman. To the right side to Carlson. With this combination, Gardner goes to the wing and Carlson takes a point for Hope. Gives Gardner a little more flexibility on that left side or on the right. Into the corner, Carlson back out in front to Gardner. Carlson for three. No good. Rebound, Harrison Blackledge. It's up and in. So Blackledge took control of that rebound, put it right back up. 34-16. 5 minutes left in the first half, and Hope says, hey, we can do that too. And they go into a zone defense. So the Eagles have to figure it out. Cross-court pass by the Eagles. They're not getting a shot. Lopez has the ball tipped away from him out of bounds. It'll stay with the Eagles with 15 on the shot clock. Dalen Rush comes into the ball game. He's going to replace Lopez. Slaps the basketball. Goes way back. Heaves the ball. Tipped away by Gardner. Tries to save it. Can't do it. Flips it back as he was trying to chase it down at the end of the court and put it right in the bench for the Eagles. And the officials talking it over now. Coach Meyer is handing the ball finally. He caught the ball that Gardner saved and just held it until the officials decided. On the right side, Heemstra back out in front to Meineke. Meineke left wing to Rush. Bounce pass in the middle. Brooke. Shot taken on the right side by Mikey. That's good. 34-19. Hope with the lead. 1-2-2 zone you have by the Eagles. Hope has not seen that one yet. Little jumper by Gardner. No good. Benson with the rebound. Back up off the window and in. 36-19. Minky on the outside. Leaves it way out by Heemstra. Heemstra to Rush. Back to Heemstra. Heemstra goes baseline. Into the corner to Brooke. Back out. Just to the point. Rush can't get the underneath. Finds a man open. But his shot is blocked by Benson. Carlson with a fast break. Gives it to Gardner. His shot no good. Rebound Neal. Back to Gardner and he'll set it up. So they'll take it back out rather than rushing the shots. And they'll set it up. Gardner at the right wing. Underneath Benson. His shot, no good. It rolled around the edge and fell on the outside. But Benson's going to go to the line. Again, good feed by Gardner. As it was a two-handed high feed that Benson just had to turn and shoot.
The Flying Dutchmen are making a lot of very nice passes this evening and getting a lot of open looks.
Benson's free throw is good. McMahon comes back in. Stivey comes in. And Denham will come in for the Flying Dutchman. Denham's in for Gardner. So Denham will go, I assume, to the wing. Benson with the second one. Good. 38-19, hope of the lead. 3:07 left in the first half. Heineke on the right wing, takes it to the point, goes left to Heemstra. Way cross court, pass back to Royce to Heemstra. Into the corner they go to Brook. Can't get the shot. They feed it to Volchek. Hit shot on the outside. No good. Rebound comes to Benson. Out to Carlson. Carlson into the corner. McMahon. Ooh. Ran into a guy and no foul called underneath. Rebound comes to the Eagles. Meineke works one-on-one with Stivey. Feeds into the corner to Heemstra. Heemstra with a turnaround. Gets it underneath. Right into the hands out there of Ben Brook. And he puts it in. 38-21. Hope of the lead. Denham at the guard. To McMahon. Back to Denham. Denham out front to Carlson. Working against his own defense now. Carlson on top. Denham at the right wing into the corner. And McMahon shot misses. Rebound comes to Heemstra. Heemstra works to the left wing to Meineke. Meineke down to the paint. Does a 360. Can't get a shot off. Back to Russ. Russ works all the way. And a foul, I think, is going to go against Carlson. Took him to the hole, and Carlson tried to block the shot. But again, giving up a little height advantage as Russ is 6'2", and Carlson isn't quite that big. Free throw is good. 38-22, hope with the lead. 1:43 left in the half. Second one, swish. 38-23, Hope on top. Carlson, the Denham at the left wing. Denham to the point. Pulls up short to Carlson. Back out in front, they go to McMahon. McMahon, the Denham at the left side. Wants to get it in to Benson. Can't do it. To Carlson. To Denham. He fires away. Off the side. Rebound taken down by Kolacek. To Rush. Back to Kolacek. Left wing, Heemstra. Heemstra with a dribble. To Rush. And Rush is cut off by Denham. But a foul. Didn't get there quick enough. And got the foul as he had to reach. So Dalen Rush, the 6'2 junior from Jackson, Wisconsin. We'll go to the line and drop it in. 38-24, Hope on top. Rush will get the second one. Yes. 38-25, Hope with the lead. 1 minute left in the first half. Carlson to Denham. Denham, back to Carlson, back to Denham, inside to Benson. Benson has the ball knocked out of his hands. I think it's going to go against 41, yeah, Klocek. And Benson will go to the line.
That is his first, team seven.
10 fouls against Hope, 7 against the visitors out there, the Edgewood Eagles, as Benson puts in the free throw. Back up and rattles around. No good. Tipped right back into the hands of Heemstra. Heemstra to Rush. Back out to Meineke. Meineke works one-on-one with Stivey. Little hook shot. No good. Stivey with the rebound to Carlson. Carlson back in the other direction. Goes to McMahon, left side. His shot misses. Stivey with a rebound. Kicks it back. Denham had the shot, didn't take it. Back out in front to Carlson. 25 on the shot clock, 24 on the game clock. So they'll shut the shot clock off in a moment. Phil Carlson will take his time and wait and take the last shot of the high of the half. Carlson back to Denham. McMahon to Denham. Back to McMahon. McMahon. Denham with four. His shot blocked out in the bleachers. 2.3 left. Flying Dutchman have to get a shot off before the buzzer sounds. McMahon will inbound it. Looks in the middle. Gets it to Benson. To Denham. And Denham was standing on the line on the outside. So they let the time stay off the clock. They've got 0.6 seconds on the clock. And as the pass is in, the long throw toward the basket is no good. And Hope will go in at the half, leading by a score of 39-25.
It's time for the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van. But first, let's send it back to the studio for this two-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. We're here at the DeVos Fieldhouse this evening where the Flying Dutchman of Hope College have a commanding 39-25 lead on Edgewood. A very solid first half for the Flying Dutchman, who defensively are shutting down Edgewood, who come into the game averaging 68 points per game on the season. And at halftime, they have only put up 25 points. The statistics, we do not have the team statistics or the individual statistics at the moment, but Edgewood, for the last check, were only shooting 30% from the field, and that is quite a bit down from their average, which is 40% from the field. So Edgewood being shut down by Hope College. And Ron, just watching this game, it looks like a completely different Hope College team this evening. They look under control, confident in what they're doing, and ready to play.
And they're changing a little bit out there. You're finding Gardner playing that point guard and going with the assists today. You're going to find him with a lot of passes that set up points. Now, himself, he's been not shooting out there. He's got one basket for 2 points in the first half. And this is not normally Ben Gardner. He's leading a 12 points or so a ball game. And he just isn't shooting as much. He's dishing it off and very, very effective underneath, getting it to Benarendock and some of the big boys underneath as he's firing that ball low instead of keeping it himself.
Well, the interesting thing is, throughout the season, there's been the two main scorers, Ben Gardner and Alex Edson. This evening, on that score sheet, everybody is kind of getting into it. You know, Van Arendock has 8 points. McMahon has, the last time I checked, he had 6 points. Brock Benson had 5 points. You know, you go up and down the score sheet, and it's nobody in for the Flying Dutchman are in double digits, but there's a lot of people with 4 points and 5 points and 6 points and 7 and 8, and it's just a really balanced attack. And really, if you win ball games with everybody getting into the scoring sheet, it makes it really tough for teams to focus on one or two players to stop.
And they've had to work against a man-to-man and a little different defense. Most teams that have played a defense from a zone against Hope College have gone with a 2-3, but this ball club is a 1-2-2, if you want to call it, or a 3-2, as some of the coaches would call it, because they got three guys up front, two down low, and that's what they're using against the Flying Dutchman the latter part of this first half.
One of the things that Coach Davilar has talked about, though, numerous times and going into the games during the post-game interviews, is that they don't play a full game. Well, hopefully Hope College comes out and plays a very solid first half, comes out in the second half, makes the adjustments they need to make, and come out and they can play just as well in the second half, because they haven't put together a full game yet, but they have played almost flawless basketball this evening. They've made a couple mistakes here and there, but nothing really drastic, and really they have played really great basketball.
Well, I think it's important for the Flying Dutchman to win this one tonight, because going into league play with a three-game win streak, they haven't had that big of a win streak thus far this season, and they're gaining a little confidence in themselves. They hey, we're a pretty good ball club after all. And they're starting to believe it. And once that happens, they're going to be a good ball club.
And, you know, that's all a little bit of faith in yourselves, and a little bit of confidence goes a long way. You know, a couple guys on this team get confidence. It spreads to the others, and eventually they all start playing as a team. And they have played as a very solid unit this evening. We also have to give out shout-outs to Brian Morehouse's Flying Dutch, who just got back. Just as that first half was ending, the women rolled into the stadium after a long bus ride from Trine. That bus ride must have been a little bit longer than normal with the weather being as nasty as it is outside. The Flying Dutch improved their record to 12-0 with a very impressive victory, 82-38 over Trine. They were led by Megan Kelly, who continues to lead the team with 17 points. Mara McAfee, another double-double as she keeps on improving as the season goes along. She had 10 points and 11 rebounds. Once again, the Flying Dutch, the number two ranked team in the nation in Division III for the women, continue to roll on. And with an impressive victory, they are still undefeated, Ron. And we're looking forward to covering another couple of Flying Dutch ball games later on in the season.
And we saw a couple of the players from last year when we were down in Kentucky, as Courtney Cuss and Meredith Kuzmal came to the ball game to root the Flying Dutchman on. Courtney is working with Cincinnati Christian, one of the other teams that was there. She's working with the women's basketball team as an assistant while she's working on her master's.
Yep, Courtney Custa, one of the great players from last year's very solid ball club that made a very, very good run in the NCAA tournament. Coach Morehouse's team looking forward to maybe possibly doing that again this year as they continue to roll on through the regular season. The Flying Dutchmen this evening, have a 39-25 lead at halftime here at the DeVos Fieldhouse. Let's send it back to the studio for another two-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball in the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to Hope College Basketball in the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show here on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com, where the Hope College Flying Dutchmen own a commanding lead over Edgewood College, 38-24 at halftime. We have unofficial statistics right now for you at halftime. They've had some issues getting the points in here and there, so just bear in mind these are unofficial statistics. First, the team statistics for Edgewood College. They're shooting 28% from the field, only 7 of 25 from the field in the first half. They were 3 of 13 from three-point land for 23%. They had their rough time at the free throw line, going only 53% from the free throw line at 7 of 13. They had 16 rebounds and 4 turnovers. For the Flying Dutchman of Hope College, they shot 46% from the field for 15 of 32. They were only 2 of 8 from three-point land for 25%. They buried 75% of their free throws, 6 of 8, and they had a rebounding edge over Edgewood, 20-16. They had 20 rebounds, 7 of them offensive, 13 defensive. They only turned over the ball 2 times, which is very good compared to what they did in Kentucky. The Flying Dutchman had a couple games where they were almost up to 20 turnovers in both those games, so they are taking care of the ball this evening. Individual statistics, remember these are unofficial. For Edgewood, Brent Meineke has 8 points and 1 rebound. Dylan Rush has 7 points, 1 rebound. Trevor Neely has 2 points and 1 rebound. Dylan Heemstra has 1 point and 1 rebound. Trevin Amp has 2 points and 1 rebound. Ben Brook has 2 points. Justin Williams, their Edgewood's leading scorer, came off the bench in this game. He has 2 points and 5 rebounds. For the Flying Dutchman of Hope College, their unofficial statistics in the first half are they're being led by Nate Van Arendok, who has 8 points and 6 rebounds. Alex Edson, who has 6 points and 2 rebounds. Brant Neal has 2 points. Caleb Byers has 2 points and a 1 assist. Ben Gardner has 2 points, 2 assists, and 1 rebound. Sam Otto has 4 points. Harrison Blackledge is being credited with 7 points, but that is incorrect. Harrison Blackledge has 4 points and 2 rebounds. One of his Harrison Blackledge was credited with a three-pointer. That three-pointer is Corey McMahon's. He has 6 points at halftime. Brock Benson had a really solid first half coming off the bench. He had 4 points and 5 rebounds, and that is all the scoring for the Flying Dutchman in the first half. Once again, coming up here on Monday, we'd like to give a shout-out for the Hoop Hoops Luncheon, which begins at noon at the Moss Center. Join coaches Matt Neal, Brian Morehouse, along with the Flying Dutchman and Flying Dutch players throughout the 2014 MIAA season. Enjoy a delicious buffet luncheon for $9.75, along with video highlights of previous games, previews of upcoming opponents, and great fellowship. No advance registration is needed. That's the Hope Hoops Luncheon, which starts this Monday at noon at the Moss Center. Well, Ron, you're getting set for that Hope Hoops Luncheon. Let's hope that you can get out of your driveway in order to go to it on Monday.
Well, it depends on when the snowblower comes around. That's one of the advantages of living in a condo.
Oh, and sometimes I wish I lived in a condo, too, because I know when I go home tonight, I'm going to be spending at least an hour shoveling the driveway. I just hope I can get into the driveway. Well, once again, everybody that's out there listening, hopefully you're staying safe. You're listening to us on the air. There is a winter storm warning that's in effect until Monday morning here for the West Michigan area. And that also includes a wind chill advisory. I have not checked recently if that wind chill advisory has been upgraded to a warning. I just know there's been certain areas where that the wind chill has been predicted to get to 30 to 40 below zero. And we're in for probably the nastiest stretch of weather we've seen in a few years, Ron.
Well, I remember winters like this very well on several different times. You probably don't remember too many of them, but I knew something like this was going to happen this year after last year. Last year was almost had perfect driving conditions for all of our away games, and I said that's too good to be true. It won't happen 2 years in a row.
I've only experienced weather like this one time in my life, and that was my freshman year up at Northern Michigan University, where I came back to school after the fall semester to 7 feet of snow, and I had never seen anything like that in my life, but back in the winter of 78, I've heard that it was basically the same down here. We're about to start the second half of action.